grace and peace may be increased unto you through knowing our Lord Jesus Christ. I will read a portion of Bible from the Word of God prepared in advance for our mutual study from the first epistle of Peter, chapter 5, from the second verse of chapter 5 to verse 11, in Jesus' name. Young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. All of you, clothe yourself with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. And the God of all grace, who called you to eternal glory in the Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power for every and every. Amen. We have already heard about Peter today, who was one of the Jesus' disciples that Jesus called. And Peter has written at least two epistle books in the Bible. And this our text was from the first one. At the beginning of the chapter, he gives advice to older pastors among you. Witness to Christ's suffering and a partaker in the glory that is to be revealed, to shepherd the flock of Christ. He gives counsel to ministers of the word and the elders who are God's children, how we should live in this kingdom. God's word always contains words of instruction, counsel, rebuke, and even punishment. Our Heavenly Father dispenses these to us as needed. Then he begins here. So, young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. We humans have what we might call tendency. We are not very eager to be servile to anyone or to be humble. Yet surely we all have such tendency in our character and nature that we would like to resist such things. But God's word exhorts us to do so. And it also exhorts children, as through Paul saying, Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for that is right. And honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, which is accompanied by a promise. And so you will may prosper and live long on the earth. God has given his instructions to children and young people. And just as it says here in Peter's passage, it also says that to us adults. Obedience, it's worth it, even though it's not always easy to show obedience at home to your parents when they give you instructions on what to do. Or just on instructions have surely been given us this service as well, that when evening comes, it's time to go to bed. It's worth listening. It's worth heeding your father's and mother's advice. But then something like this does come to mind. That sometimes it can be like that. I remember one such incident. Young person received healing, received repentance and grace. But at home, it wasn't accepted. And we can understand how major conflict it can be as that arises. But anyway, that youth wanted to keep this faith and God gave strength to him and he wanted to keep good relationship with parents. But I guess it is quite rare. And also we who have been able to be in living family, it is great gift that we can freely believe at home. That's a gift. But we should all be servant to one another and maintain in a spirit of humility, for God oppose the proud. It is very important. It's a pride of heart that apostle mentions of. Even today, God's grace teaches us to be humble and hear and believe what we have been taught in God's kingdom. God opposed the proud, and it is still true today. And then he says, humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, and he may lift you up in due time. He says to his disciples that whoever don't take his cross and follow me is not suitable for me. Even today, each of us who has been led by, followed God in faith, and you who have received grace of repentance from unbelief, we too, each of us, desire to carry this cross. We can remember Moses, whose standard of living was equivalent to today's standard of living. He had opportunity live there in a palace of Pharaoh. But what Moses did, Hebrew writer says he considered this far greater to suffer alongside with children of God because he looked a reward. We have also today did a decision, and Heavenly Father congratulates you today that you are choose this way and keep it. As we think Moses, who lived thousands of years ago, and we think, did he could choose? And we can say yes. And midst of this temporal life, enemy of the soul very often gives advices, take an easier way, choose an easier way. But if you look for future, we have heard already today that the life of man is short. And we all who are been able to live this many decades by as a gift of God, we know it is very short. No one of us knows about tomorrow. So it pays to grab on this gift. Here is said that at his time he uplift us, and it is the reward of grace in a grace of heaven, and it doesn't like coincidence. We remember prophecies how it all happened at God's time very accurately. And once Christ will come back and fetch his own, it will happen. And also you can look at it by eyes of faith. As it is written in God's word, many would like to see what you see and hear what you hear, but they can't. And why? Because unbelief. It is very miraculous. Not thinking so that we are like over-spirited, no. Even under sermon, in May we are thinking, our thoughts are going all around, but still we have a prayer that God would open his word and that we feel in our hearts. Amen. All this is gift. Then he says that cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. It says that for every day we have own rejoices and own sorrows. And sometimes me as a man, sometimes even beforehand, feel sorrows over things. And yes, we know there is many sorrows in our life. There is a days of joy, casual work, days and maybe very great testings or trials, and we are asking how we can manage over this and why God allowed this happen. But here he says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. But probably a greatest reason of sorrow is sin, which is so close. It is such a thing, as is said, that God hates sins. It is such a matter. Even small girls and boys knows what is sin. If, example, we are lied, it can easily happen. Or thief. If is wanted to have some speed in market and no money, maybe enemy of the soul has said that you can just take, and maybe it has happened. How is the taste of this kind of sweets? Is not good. This own conscience is reminding us that that was not right, and it says you should tell somebody about that to believer, and as you tell it, he or she will preach that sin and all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, and you are again in good cheer. And then we want to prepare this for what has happened. May I tell one story, because here is all small boys in front bench. It happened in my home village. There is small river, and neighbors had a thing that is for catch fishes, and we didn't get any fish, and we thought that let's take this Kalevis net, and we brought this net another place. I started to catch fishes by this net, and father asked that neighbors Kalevi has lost his net, that do you know anything about it? I said nothing. And it happened that the flow of river brought this net away, and often it became to my mind, that net. Then it happened in school that I fall down in gym lesson, and I had to go to even hospital, and when I get back to home from there, I said to my mother that this thing is pressing my mind, and mother preached gospel, and then we thought that we go to pay to Kalevi this net, but one of the boys said that he is not going with us, but I went with one of us, and we went to confess this sin. But this unbelieving man said that that's right, boys, that you came. And I ask you, boys, what do you think? Did Kalevi receive our money for fishing net? No, he didn't. But we had so light steps when we went back to home. I don't tell this that for the reason that I would be good to be repent, no. But just I want to tell, because when we fall in namely sins, this is, we can in confession put by namely away those sins. Bible encourages that come boldly on the throne of grace. In this connection, we have to think, where is our salvation? It is not that how well we take care of our conscience. It is important, but where is our salvation? It is on the work of Lord of life. Even now, God is looking at us through that work of grace. No one of us make it to heaven through own our life or deeds, but just we can own this gift, righteousness, through Jesus Christ. He sees us heaven acceptable. It comes to my mind. Here is today spoken about death, how everyone have to meet one's death, because we are born, and it is said that it is last enemy, as this American brother described, but it is said also in God's word that God prepares you for death. Think about it. You can be in good, secure, within good mind. God prepares even that, for that. Then here is said that be self-controlled and alert. You enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Have you seen a lion? I have once seen it in Sweden in a zoo, and it was very fearing sight. Peter, through God's Holy Spirit, warns us of that kind of enemy. If all of us think about, is it good that we are warned of that enemy? Yes, it is wise and skillful and clever. It so easily ensnare us in such a net. As a spider does, it is like a very nice web. It's like an art. And very easily they can cut us, and by own strength we can't get out of there. But which power can help us? As Paul writes, the gospel is power of God. And it's still true today, even though we may sometimes doubt it. But it is really such great power. But there is, it can cut those nets, and that's exactly what it does. And once again, you can freely walk this journey of faith. And he says, watch. Be watchful. That's good advice for us. As Psalm writer says, do not sit where scoffers sit. We as children need to strive. If you have fallen, is Holy Spirit advising that now you can fall again? Does it do so? No, it doesn't. It wants you to fight against enemy of the soul. It brings the battle, that battle to mind. God's power is much more mighty than the power of enemy of the soul. And on that is based, even today, once you can make it to heaven, because God's power is that more mightier than the power of enemy of the soul. And here, at the end of, he says that resist him standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. It is the grace, kingdom of grace, and there is many Jesus parables how describes this congregation as a mother and tree, many different kind, and this is a kingdom of children where we can dwell today. And he described it how marvelous kingdom this is. It is lowered from up, New Jerusalem, and it's our mother, and only through this kingdom is someone able to make it to the glory, kingdom of glory. As in one sermon last week, he described this Syrian captain. Syrian captain said at last week's services that how he described that he had to go to wash himself in Barbara River 7 times. It was only one way to be healed. So nowhere else is living God but in Israel. And dear brother, sister, in many temptations, in fallen many times, in even us, we can live here and rejoice and live true. And as it is said here, that glory belongs to God. No one else. We are just servant boys and girls who can live in God's kingdom. For that reason, however it feels, keep on this faith. Don't give up. As it is said, put sin away. Even now, you who feel that you are fallen in many things, you can believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. You can be free and secure. And you, dear boys and girls, you can also believe Jesus set you as an example for us in the kingdom of heaven. So, in very enduring mind, we can remain to believe. I also, in many doubts, before you and very sinful, ask if I can believe my own sins forgiven. I want to believe in Jesus' name. Amen.